The kiosks are known as automated purchasing machines, or APMs. You place your phone or iPad into a bin, the machine looks it over and makes an offer. If you decide to sell, the machine asks for an ID and dispenses cash. The entire transaction is observed in real time by a human. The problem is there is no guarantee the human was paying close attention. Nonetheless, Delegate Mary Washington, a Baltimore Democrat, is drawn to the recycling aspect of the machines.
I'm an environmentalist, and I'm very interested in all the ways we can take toxic chemicals out of our trash stream.
Her bill lays out record-keeping requirements for the machines and requires that payments be made by check rather than cash. Law enforcement officials have said that easy cash draws cell phone thieves to dump stolen devices in the machines. Washington's bill also requires the State Department of Labor, Licensing, and Regulation to craft the details of the rules.
I feel every confidence that working together with police and law enforcement, that together those agencies can promulgate regulations.
Her bill, and one sponsored by Delegate Luke Clippinger, another Baltimore Democrat, are the ones scheduled for hearings today in the House Economic Matters Committee. Clippinger's bill lays out record-keeping requirements similar to Washington's, but it allows the machines to dispense cash as long as they collect information such as model, serial number, and the owner's identification. It also requires that the humans observing the transactions be located in Maryland. The only company in the APM business is San Diego-based Eco ATM, and Clippinger says that's where the humans are. He compares the current situation with APMs to the Wild West.
We need to make sure that we have a strong base. And by the way, a strong base that not only ensures that they're well regulated, but ensures if there are local jurisdictions, like if Baltimore City has banned them, if other places want to ban them, that's fine. They can go ahead and ban them.
A third Baltimore Democrat, Senator Joan Carter Conway, has proposed a bill similar to Clippinger's. She says she was concerned about public safety.
You don't want people being assaulted for telephones, you know. You don't want them being assaulted for any reason at all.
Carter's bill will be heard by the Senate Finance Committee in 2 weeks. Ryan Cooter, Eco ATM's Vice President of Marketing and Communications, says they have looked at the legislation and have been in contact with state legislators.
The state legislators that we've worked with have been really open-minded, and they've been terrific in terms of going about the process of trying to find a solution that works well with the state of Maryland that's also business and technology friendly.
Cooter also says regulation for all parties involved, and not just his company, is a good decision, and he encourages a global look at combating cell phone theft. Regardless of what state lawmakers decide to do, the pending bills allow an existing ban in Baltimore City to stand and allow Baltimore County to decide its own fate. County Executive Kevin Kamenetz has introduced a proposal to ban APMs there. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Annapolis for 88.1 WIPR.